This is Show Me Today. I'm Elisa Nelson. Special guest today, Richie Camden of Hillsboro is joining us, and he's with Breakaway Siberians. So if you are a dog lover, if you are a husky lover, oh my gosh, you're going to love this. He is here to talk about his sled dogs. So tell me about Breakaway Siberians a little bit.
We're a small sled dog team based out of Hillsboro, Missouri. We have 14 dogs of my own. We adopt all of our dogs from rescue groups. I do dog training for my job, and I was hoping to find a job that I could take my dog to work with me. And so, you know, I ended up in the line of dog training. And I told myself, if I ever ended up with a sled dog team, I was going to adopt all the dogs on our team. And through a chance coincidence, I was out in a park one day rollerblading with Koivu, who was my first husky, and another Siberian husky had chewed through his leash and run away from home and happened to find us. And when I tied the two of those dogs together, they started racing and pulling me back to my car. And it was terrifying. I was being on rollerblades and going that fast with the dogs. But we made it back safely. We were able to find the dog's owner. But from that moment on, I was hooked.
Never a dull moment in your life, it sounds like, Richie.
No, absolutely not. Not anymore.
How long have you had your sled dog team or started to build your sled dog team?
I got my first husky in 2008. His name's Koivu, so he's 13 and a half now. And then I probably started to build the team about 3 years later, I think, is when we started that's when we adopted our first husky. And then I think our first race was in 2012, I want to say. So it's been about 10 years now.
And how many competitions have you been in then?
We have been in 17 races over the years. Some were recreational races, some were in the pro class. Just been an incredible experience, or being on trails that are specifically meant for the sled dogs is just so much fun. You know, we don't get a lot of snow here in Missouri, so having the chance to just run on snow and with a sled, so cool to actually experience, and seeing how the dogs react, like when we leave Missouri, you know, and it's 40 degrees and sunny and no snow, and we get up north in Michigan, and you know, it's 5 degrees outside, and you know, there's snow up over our heads and stuff. It's awesome, and the dogs just go nuts with it.
I was just going to ask, you know, because I have family members who have a husky, and it can be 0 degrees outside, and that dog is outside having the time of her life. I mean, is that pretty much what it's like for your dogs?
Yeah, it's crazy because my dogs hate coming inside when it's winter time, especially if there's snow on the ground. If there's snow on the ground, I'll have to go outside and individually try to catch each dog and to bring them in. And sometimes we just, you know, if they're just out there having fun, we just let them hang out. Their coats are made for that type of weather, and so they're not cold at all. In the summertime, that's a different story. They're wanting to come in as quick as possible and lay right down next to the air conditioner. But in the wintertime, yeah, it's quite the chore to try to get everybody inside.
So how many are required to be on a team then?
The teams range in all different sizes of dogs. So it all pretty much comes down to like how long of a distance for a race do you want to run. So, for example, like an 8-dog race can be anywhere from like 40 to 100 miles. If you were to do a 6-dog race, you're looking at like, anywhere from like 20 to 30 miles of distance that they go. You can do races with one dog that, you know, they have all sorts. The sport has changed so much over the years where they want to incorporate as many people as they can, and it's help, you know, to help grow the sport. Of course, I go out to the Katy Trail and we do a lot of our training out there. I'm able to do some shorter runs directly from my house because we have a little bit of trail here that the dogs can run on. But, we can't train on like any pavement or concrete or anything like that because it's too hard on the dog's paws and joints and stuff. So we're very limited to where we can train at, the amount of miles that they can do without snow.
This is Show Me Today. I'm Elisa Nelson. We are joined by Richie Camden of Hillsboro in eastern Missouri. He has a sled dog team called Breakaway Siberians, 14 Siberian Huskies. So if you like dogs, you like Huskies, he's got some great stuff to talk about his sled dog team. It's been probably almost 7 years ago since I left, but I worked for a humane society in Nebraska for about 7 years, and you could always tell when there was a husky in the building because they sounded like Bigfoot. They were back there making all sorts of, they were hooting and hollering the whole time. You go back
I
there,
believe it.
you go back there, and you're like, oh, it's a husky again. But they're very popular dogs. People love huskies. So, who's the naughtiest one of your dogs?
Oh, man. Well, if you ask my wife, she would tell you Marlo is our naughtiest. She is probably also the most spoiled. She's kind of a daddy's girl. She pretty much has me wrapped around her paw. But naughtiest one, gosh, it depends when it comes to, like, I always rank the naughtiest for the dogs that are escaping our yard. We have a 7 or 8 foot high fence. We have concrete buried underneath the fence, and still every now and then one of our dogs named Kaya is able to somehow escape our yard and run around our neighborhood. And she had killed my neighbor's chickens once before, so that was so she is probably the naughtiest, I would have to say.
That is so funny that you say that, because our family and their two huskies used to gallivant around Lincoln. They'd be out and about. They were major escape artist masters, and they would cross streets, busy streets, and but they'd always stay together. That's the thing, they would always stay together. It was the weirdest thing. So that was going to be one of my other questions for you, is who's the biggest escape artist? So it sounds like we know who the biggest offender is in your family. Do the other ones ever follow, or does she go out and about by herself?
At first, it was just her getting out by herself. And then when we realized what was happening is every time sled dog season would end, she was conditioned to do, you know, they're conditioned to run like roughly 30, 40 miles by the end of sled dog season. And here in Missouri, it's not like a gradual end where like the weather is like 31 1 week, then it's 40, then it's 50, 60, you know, it's like 30 1 week, and then the next week it's 105 with humidity. And so our seasons always end very abruptly, but our dogs, you know, going from being exercised to run 30 something miles, they still need to expel their energy. And so we started to realize when these escapes are always happening was right at the end of sled dog season. So Kaya was always breaking out. Yeah, there were a few other times some of the dogs followed her out, and the biggest escape that we had was 4 dogs got out at the same time, and they stayed together in pairs. So
sounds like you have a fun bunch there. Richie Camden of Hillsboro is joining us on Show Me Today. He's with Breakaway Siberian Sled Dog Team. So tell me about your most memorable race.
Gosh, our most memorable race is definitely our first one, because we had no idea what we were getting into. It was actually a professional race. It was 90 miles long. We were the only team with 6 dogs trying to do the race. Everyone else had 8 dogs. And I'll never forget, as we pulled up to the starting chute for our turn to go, they have this announcer, and there's probably like 4,000 to 5,000 people there to watch, and they're just all lined down this main street. And my lead dog, Koivu, as we got up to the start chute, he turned around and looked at me, and his eyes were so wide. Like, what in the world did you sign us up for? And in my head, you know, I'm like, don't even look at me this way, because this whole thing was your idea. Like, I did this for you. And you know, they did the big countdown, like 10, 9, 8, 7, 6 or whatever. And, you know, they said, go. And as they're doing this countdown, the whole time in my head, I'm just like, please let them run. Please let them run. So they say, go. And our dogs just like slowly start walking. Like, I'm just taking them out for a walk in the neighborhood. And, you know, we made it probably 30 feet into the race before Koivu decided to take the team up into the crowd. He saw a big group of kids and just wanted to be pet. And so, you know, all these fans are coming over and petting my team, and I'm trying to get everyone back on the trail and stuff. And it was, and you know, then we made it another 20 feet before we were back up in the crowd again to get more attention. We ended up turning around, and luckily the race officials were like super cool about it. So anyway, long story short, we ended up switching to a smaller race the next day, and it was 26 miles, I think. And so we ended up doing that race, and we finished it. We got last place, and we set a record for the slowest finish in the history of that race. So the first one was definitely the most memorable.
Oh my gosh, that is the best story ever heard before. I'm laughing in the background here. This is so great. So what in the world made you want to keep racing after that?
That's a great question. And honestly, it was the dogs. I continued because of the dogs, because I knew they still wanted to run. I don't, you know, they don't care whether they're racing or not. The racing is more to try to get them on a trail with snow and around other dogs. And it, you know, it just, they have more fun running on snow. And so that's why I continued with the racing. And so we switched down to like the smaller races, the less competitive ones. You know, we kind of adjusted how we did our training, and we got better. You know, I had learned so much.
This is Show Me Today. I'm Alisa Nelson. Richie Camden of Hillsboro in Eastern Missouri is joining us today on the show to talk about Breakaway Siberians. It's his sled dog team that he's had for many years, and 14 Siberian Huskies a part of that team. Richie, anything else I've missed that you think is important to mention about your team you have here?
The one thing that I guess I'll talk about a little bit is like the way we adopt our dogs. We don't adopt dogs that we know will find a good home. You know, we usually don't take puppies because we know they're going to get adopted. They're going to find a good home. We look for, we call them the bad dogs. They're destructive. They like to run away from home. You know, they're the escape artists. Ronick, one of our dogs, on the very first day we had him here, I ended up having to go to the hospital, and we had to leave him at my parents' house that day. He chewed a hole probably the size of about 2 footballs into their drywall while we were gone. So those are the types of dogs that we're looking for. You know, they can't be contained. They're breaking out of their crates. They're noisy. The ones that just absolutely are going to have a very difficult time finding a new home. And my wife likes to joke all the time, like when we're in our house and there's like 6 dogs, like completely just passed out on the floor. And she's like, you know, you'd never guess that this is a team of sled dogs in here with how tired they are and how calm they are. As soon as they see their harness, they start screaming with excitement, and they're, you know, they're doing circles, and it's like it's like trying to wrestle a bull to try to get these harnesses on because they're so excited to go. And then it is like deafening loud when there's eight of them doing it together. These guys, they absolutely love it. They live for it.
Do you know roughly how fast they can go?
Yeah, so when we're training, I always carry like a GPS, and I also have an app on my phone that's called the Mushometer, and it's specifically designed to keep track of your sled dogs and how fast they're going. And so on that, our average speed, depending on the day and like where we're running, can be anywhere from 7 miles per hour to 10 miles per hour. That's kind of our average speed for the runs. And most of that is usually weather related. So like if it's a little warmer, you know, if it's 40 degrees outside, they're going to run a little slower. But if it's like 10 degrees or lower, they're going to run quite a bit faster. So top speed, I think the highest I've ever seen on our GPS thing is that it tells me is like 18.7. So about 18 miles an hour, I think might be where they're capped off at. And that's incredibly fast. Like it feels really fast when you're on this small sled.
Well, they make apps for everything now, don't they? I mean, a Mushometer, for crying out loud. Who would have thought?
Yeah, I know. I was surprised when we came across it. I was like, is this for real? And it's awesome. It's so cool. Cause it allows you to tell it, you can like put in your dogs, like who's running today. So you like pick your dogs that are running and then it'll like total up their miles for you and like track like their average speeds and stuff like that. So it's pretty cool.
So final question here, who's the biggest drama queen of all of your dogs? And I ask you that because that's another one of their characteristics, I think.
Yeah, that's not even a competition. Our biggest drama queen is my first dog, Koivu. He is so spoiled. So like he'll wake me up to go outside like at any time. You know, it doesn't matter to him if it's 1 in the morning. If he wants to go outside, he's going to come wake me up and I'll come do it. And if I don't, like if I try to tell him to go lay down, he'll sit there and he barks at me. And then I'll let him outside and within like 2 to 5 minutes, he's howling at the door, ready to come back in. And it's a different, he has different pitches for his barks. So I know that he wants water and he won't drink out of water if another dog has drank out of it first. He has to have the bowl first to himself. If anyone else drinks out of it, the water's contaminated and he won't drink out of it. So it's he's got so many ridiculous personality quirks, and I'm almost embarrassed as a dog trainer that I haven't corrected any of this stuff. But he's 13 and a half now. He's set in his ways. So it's far too late to change anything now. But like if someone else is on the bed that he wants, he'll start howling until either they move or I get up and I will have to move the other dog so he can lay down, because he won't take any other bed other than the one he wants. And he always chooses a different bed. So it's almost like a game to him of like, you know, I'm establishing my authority or seniority, I guess, because he's the oldest dog. He's like, you know, this human will do what I want because I'm so old, essentially.
That's Richie Camden of Eastern Missouri's Hillsboro talking about his sled dog team, Breakaway Siberians. We will be back with more after this. This is Show Me Today, the voice of Missouri.